Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chumasav Kuf Aleph, and we are starting about the 11th line with the words Chavrai B'Shem Reb Lazar, and the Vilna Tzurah Daf is right at the beginning of Nun Vav Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Mirim Sarah Bas Biakiv Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we're something in the middle of the sugya. Reb Lazar and the Chachamim argued in the Mishnah regarding mashkin, beverages or liquids, and whether or not liquids other than the seven ones enumerated by the Chachamim could become tame and could be machshir other things like kabel tama. Reb Lazar said yes, and the Chachamim said no. The Gemara had brought Reb Lazar's drasha from a pasuk, and the Chachamim's response. Now, as part of the general machlokes, we had also learned that Reb Lezer and the Chum argue as of to what degree liquids need to become spoiled in order to lose their status of being able to become tamei. Reb Lezer holds that the moment it becomes unfit for humans, even if animals will still drink it, it's already considered not a mashke, that's called mashke seruach, whereas the Chum hold that it needs to be unfit for animals as well. So the Gemara tells us, Chavraya say b'shem Reb Lezer, the colleagues of Chum and the base measure said in Nim Reb Lezer, that moide chachamim l'Reb Lezer, that's the proper girsa, the Chum agreed to Reb Lezer, b'mashke seruach, that if this mashke was always seruach, it always was spoiled and was never drinkable, shehu tahar, that's the proper girsa, that it's tahar and it's not tamei. Ask Gemara, how could you say that? Vatanin, we have a mishnah that says very clearly, hamayel hayotze mehen, the mayel, which is like the juice or the liquid that oozes out of olives before the actual olive oil comes out, Reb Lezer metahar, Reb Lezer says it's tahar, whereas v'cham metamin, the chum say it's tamei, it can be metamei. And this is considered mashke seruach, it's not considered drinkable. It's not olive oil, it's some sort of secretion, some sort of liquid that comes out before the olive oil, and so that would be mashke seruach meikaroi, and still the chamar metame. So we see that they don't agree with Reb Lezer over here. We continue. Reb Ila says b'shem Reb Lazar, the ma'ida Reb Lezer lechachamim. Reb Lezer agrees with the chachamim b'mei yam hagadol, with the waters of the yam hagadol, which is you're talking about the Mediterranean or the Atlantic Ocean. Sha'afilu hein seruchin, even though they are seruach, they're salty and they're not drinkable. Ha'tayra kara ison mayim, the Torah calls them water, and therefore they are considered like regular water. And how do we know the Torah calls them water? Because the pasuk says ul mikveh hamayim kara. Yamim. And for the gathering of all waters, referring to the oceans and seas, he called the seas. So we see, S-E-E, that the seas, S-E-A-S, are called mayim. They're called water. And even though it's seruach meikarai. Another din, Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi says, b'shem Reb Avo, the mud Reb Lezer l'chachamim, Reb Lezer also agrees with l'chachamim, b'mei teradin u'mei shlokais, shehein machshirin, that's a proper girsa, the mei teradin and shlokais, tarid water, and water that comes from cooked vegetables, even though it's somewhat seruach, still it's machshir. And continuing to explain the Mishnah, Loi Manu Chacham Shiva Mashkin V'chulu, and we're still really in the same sugya, discussing what mashkin, what liquids or beverages are going to be machshir or something like Kabel Toma. Again, the Chacham hold that there's only seven liquids, and the only meperis that are included in that are wine and oil, whereas Reb Lezer says there's even more than that. So the Gemara tells us, Reb Yechon says, B'shem Reb Shim Ben Yechai, Im Yom L'cha Adam, if a person tells you, Shmaina Mashkin Hain, that there's really eight liquids that are machshir like Kabel Toma, and Mar Lo, you should tell him, Harei Talu Mayim Min Echon Hain, dew and water, that's really the same min. It's just water. Umanu aizan chacham shnayim, and the chachamim count dew and water as two of the seven, not as one of the seven. And ilu havaloin chayron, if there was really another mashke that could be machshir l'kabel toma, loy menune, wouldn't the chacham have counted it? And since they didn't, obviously there's only seven liquids and not more than that. We're not guards the next six words, so we turn the daf to kof halafon and beis on the top, and we move on to another halacha, halacha gimel. The Mishnah tells as follows, Ein oisin tamarim dvash, if one has truma dates, he may not turn them into date honey, v'loi tapuchin yayin, and he's not allowed to turn truma apples into apple wine, v'loi sisvanias chaymetz, and he's not allowed to turn truma winter grapes into vinegar. And Ushar kala peiros, for that matter, all other peiros, Ein mishanin oisin mibriyason, one is not allowed to change them from the way that they grew, from the way they are right now, but truma or maizer sheni, when we're talking about truma and maizer sheni produce, the only thing he is allowed to squeeze into liquid or turn into liquid is ela zesim anovim blavad. Olives and grapes are the only things, if they're trumer, mais, or sheni, they're allowed to be turned into liquid. And that's because the only thing that's considered a mashke by the Torah is olive oil and wine. And so turning any other fruit or produce into juice is considered like ruining it. And we're not allowed to ruin trumer, mais, or sheni. Now, for that matter as well, as the Mishnah is going to continue, any liquid that comes out of fruits is not really considered a mashke, besides for zesim and anavim. And that's what Mishnah tells us, ein soifkin arbaim mishum arla, a person is not going to get malchus for drinking arla liquid, ela ala yotzim and zesim and anavim, except for if he drank something that comes out of olives or grapes, namely oil or wine, because those are the only things that are considered mashkin, so it'd be usher to drink this arla mashke, but all other things, for example, orange juice or date honey or chaymetz zvanias or something like that, one would not get malchus for. For Furthermore, v'ein mivin bikurin mashkin, one is not being bikurim, his first fruits, as liquid, ella hayetzman zeisman anovim, except for that which comes from zeisman anovim. Furthermore, v'ein mitam mishum mashke, no liquids are tamei because of mashke, ella hayetzman zeisman anovim, except for oil and wine. And we already know that this sheet is chachamim and not Reblezer. Another din, v'ein makriven al gam mizbeach, no liquids are allowed to be brought on the mizbeach, ella hayetzman zeisman anovim, except for oil and wine. Oil is for menachos and wine is for nesachim. And the last din in the Mishnah is ukte te'enim, the stems of figs, ugrug rice, and dried figs, baklasim, which is some sort of fruit, vacharuvim, and carob. All of these shell truma, if they're of truma, asurin lazarim, they're asur for non-koyhanim. Now the Gemara gives us a different understanding of part of our Mishnah. Reb Ila says, b'shem Reb Lazar, kini masnisa, this is really what the Mishnah is telling us, ein mivin bikurin mashkin, one is allowed to bring bikurin as mashka, el hayotzman azesu me'anavim, vafilu mishazachu bahen bailim, even after the owner was ready zaychen it. What does this mean? So really, this is a totally opposite understanding of the Mishnah than we originally had. We had understood that when the Mishnah says, ein mivin bikurin mashkin, el hayotzman azesu me'anavim, that means that the only type of bikurim that's allowed to be brought as liquid is oil and wine. But now we're learning that it's not so. What we're saying here is that even once the kohen receives bikurim, the only thing that the kohen is allowed to turn into fruit juice is grapes and olives. But regarding bikurim themselves, even oil and wine are not allowed to be brought. Ask Gemara, how could we say that? V'atani, we have a brass that says very clearly, darach bikurim mashke lavion, if a person pressed bikurim of his into liquids in order to bring them as bikurim, minayin shiyavi, how do we know he is allowed to bring them as liquid? And this is only talking about oil and grapes, Tamalem, because the Pasuk says, Tavi. And we learn from here that he is allowed to bring oil and wine as Bikurim itself. So how could you give this explanation in the Mishnah? So my answer is there's no problem. Taman, Mishalokten, Mishar, Rishon, Almanaskein. Over there, when we say the one is allowed to bring wine or oil as Bikurim, that's talking about where when he picked the olives and grapes, he did so originally with the intention that he was going to squeeze them into oil and wine. Baram Hocha, however, over here, in our understanding that wine and oil is not allowed to be brought as Bikurim, that's talking about Mishalokten. Where they weren't originally picked for this, originally he intended to keep them as olives or grapes, and then later on he decided, you know what, I want to squeeze it into oil or into wine. In that scenario, he's not allowed to bring it as bikurim. And so we don't have a stira. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.